Chapter 15, The American R. American English today, although continually changing, is made up of the sounds of the various people who have come to settle here from many countries. All of them have put in their linguistic two cents, the end result being that the easiest way to pronounce things has almost always been adopted as the most American. R is an exception, along with L and the sounds of a and th, and is one of the most troublesome sounds for people to acquire. Not only is it difficult for adults learning the language, but also for American children who pronounce it like a W or skip over it altogether and only pick it up after they've learned all the other sounds. The invisible R. The trouble is, you can't see an R from the outside. With a P, for instance, you can see when people put their lips together and pop out a little puff. With R, however, everything takes place behind almost closed lips, back down in the throat, and who can tell what the tongue is doing? It's really hard to tell what's going on if, when someone speaks, you can only hear the R sound, especially if you're used to making an R by touching your tongue to the ridge behind your teeth. So what should your tongue be doing? This technique can help you visualize the correct tongue movements in pronouncing the R. 1. Hold your hand out flat with the palm up, slightly dropping the back end of it. That's basically the position your tongue is in when you say ah. So your flat hand will represent this sound. 2. Now, to go from ah to the r, take your fingers and curl them into a tight fist. Again, your tongue should follow that action. The sides of your tongue should come up a bit, too. When the air passes over that hollow in the middle of your tongue, that's what creates the r sound. Try it using both your hand and tongue simultaneously. Say ah with your throat opened and your hand flat. Then curl your tongue up and your fingers and say r. The tip of the tongue should be aimed at a middle position in the mouth, but never touching, and your throat should relax and expand. R, like L, has a slight schwa in it. This is what pulls the r down so far back in your throat. Another way to get to r is to put a spoon on your tongue and go from the E sound and slide your tongue straight back like a collapsing accordion, letting the two sides of your tongue touch the insides of your molars. The tip of the tongue, however, again, should not touch anything. Now from E, pull your tongue back toward the center of your throat and pull the sound down into your throat. Ear. Since the R is produced in the throat, let's link it with other throat sounds. Exercise 15-1, R location practice. Repeat after me.
G, grr, Greek, green, grass, grow, crow, core, cork, coral, cur, curl, girl, gorilla, her, erg, error, mirror, were, war, gore, wrong, ringer, church, pearl. While you're perfecting your R, you might want to rush to it, and in doing so, neglect the preceding vowel. There are certain vowels that you can neglect, but there are others that demand their full sound. We're going to practice the ones that require you to keep that clear sound before you add an R.
Exercise 15-2, double vowel with R. Refer to the subsequent lists of sounds and words as you work through each of the directions that follow them. Repeat each sound, first the vowel and then the R, and each word in columns 1 to 3. We'll read all the way across.
Ah, er, ha, erd, hard, e, er, he, er, here, e, er, share, o, er, mo, er, more, were. We'll next read column 3 only. Try to keep that doubled sound, but let the vowel flow smoothly into the r. Imagine a double stair step that cannot be avoided. Don't make them too staccato sounds, though, like ha-erd.
Instead, flow them smoothly over the double stair step.
Ready? Hard. Here. Share. More. Were. Of course, they're not that long. This is an exaggeration, and you're going to shorten them up once you get better at that sound. When you say the first one, hard, to get your jaw open for the ha, imagine that you're getting ready to bite into an apple. Ha. Then for the er sound, you'd bite into it. Hard. Hard. Pause the CD to practice 5 times on your own.
From a spelling standpoint, the American R can be a little difficult to figure out. With words like where and were, it's confusing to know which one has 2 different vowel sounds, where, and which one just has the er, were. When there's a full vowel, you must make sure to give it its complete sound and not chop it short, where-er. For words with only the schwa plus r, er, don't try to introduce another vowel sound before the er, regardless of spelling. The following words, for example, don't have any other vowel sounds in them. Word, hurt, girl, pearl. The following exercise will further clarify this for you. Exercise 15-3, how to pronounce troublesome R's. The following 7 R sounds, which are represented by the 10 words, give people a lot of trouble, so we're going to work with them and make them easy for you. Repeat. 1. Were. 2. Word. 3. Whirl. 4. World. 5. War. 6. Whirl. 7. Where. The following words are typical in that they're spelled one way and pronounced in another way. The AR combination frequently sounds like air, as in embarrass. This sound is particularly clear on the West Coast. On the East Coast, you may hear embarrass. Exercise 15-4 is Zbigniew's Epsilon List. Repeat after me.
Embarrass. Vocabulary. Parent. Parallel. Paragraph. Para. Parrot. Apparent. Parish. Paris. Area. Aware. Compare. Imaginary. Stationary. Care. Carry. Carriage. Marriage. Maritim. Barrier. Baritone. Barons. Library. Character. Karen. Harry. Mary. Larry. Sarah. Narrate. Guarantee. Larynx. Laryngitis. Necessary. Itinerary. Said. Says. Transparency. Dictionary. Many. Any.
Exercise 15-5. R combinations. Don't think about spelling here. Just pronounce each column of words as the heading indicates.
Earn. Hurt. Heard. Pert. Word. A word. Work. First. Firm. Rather. Murky. Spur. Sure. Churn. Gird. Cur. Turtle. Dirt. Stir. Sir. Burn. Art. Heart. Hard. Part. Far. Farm. Cathartic. Mar. Spar. Sharp. Char. Guard. Car. Tar. Dark. Star. Sorry. Barn. Air. Hair. Haired. Pair. Wear. Aware. Where. Fair. Fairy. There. Mare. Spare. Share. Chair. Scared. Care. Tear. Dare. Stare. Sarah. Bear. Or. Horse. Hoard. Poor. War. Award. Warm. For. Form. Thor. More. Sport. Shore. Chore. Gourd. Core. Tor. Door. Store. Sore. Born. Ear. Hear. Hears. Peer. Weir. a weird, weird, fear, fierce, theory, mirror, spear, sheer, cheer, geared, keer, tear, deer, steer, sear, beer, hour, hower, power, flower, 11th hour, shower, chowder, gower, cower, tower, dower, sour, bower.
Exercise 15-6, The Mirror Store. Repeat after me.
The Hurly-Burly Mirror Store at Vermont and Beverly featured hundreds of first-rate mirrors. There were several mirrors on the chest of drawers, and the largest one was turned toward the door in order to make the room look bigger. One of the girls who worked there was concerned that a bird might get hurt by hurtling into its own reflection. She learned by trial and error how to preserve both the mirrors and the birds. Her earnings were proportionately increased at the mirror store to reflect her contribution to the greater good.
Pause the CD to practice reading out loud 3 times on your own. Exercise 15-7, Finding the R sound. Pause the CD and go through our familiar paragraph and find all the R sounds. The first one is marked for you. Check the answer key. One of the best ways to get the R is to literally growl. Say grrr, as if you were a wild animal growling in the woods.